This is called The Fable of Leafy Spurge, a.k.a. Euphorbia. Prologue. I went to check the mailbox. It seems just yesterday there was a letter from the county on official stationery. Were my taxes late? Was my piano too loud? Did my dog bite? Was I doing something not allowed? With trembling hands and fainting heart, I ripped the envelope apart to find pictures of a flowering plant. Euphorbia, what a pretty name. But wait, I have it wrong. It actually is euphorbia. This lovely garden succulent, enchanting people's eyes, is an outlaw of the West, masquerading as euphorbia. It's a Dr. Jekyll, Mrs. Hyde, Miss Myrtle, Mrs. Spurge, Madam Mercenites. Hiding behind aliases, they've been plotting all along to take over all of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, the entire country before long. The story. See them sunning on the hillside, pink and turquoise, swollen, ripe, dreadlocks dangling from their crowns, oozing sticky, toxic milk. Miss Pretty Euphorbia snorting compliments above. Miss Malice Euphorbia exerting roots below to multiply, to branch, to grab, to grow, silently, thirstily, stealthily, sleeplessly, covering every rock and weed, each thistle, cactus, centipede, each pebble, each particle, each seed. But wait, who's this? Paul Bunyan at the door? Ma'am, I heard you had a problem. Can I help you out with it? And with no time to waste, he had the first plant in his grasp. And as the first went flying yonder, grabbed another in a stranglehold. Then another and another, till entangled pandemonium, he had them on the run, tripping, screaming, falling, squashing, crushing one another as they pulled themselves out of the ground, rushing to escape. Epilogue. The naked, pockmarked landscape. Convalescing from its purge of every yowling, horrid root of spurge, is grinning upward at the clouds and shouting to the sky, I'm soliciting applications for my future vegetation. But only plants with solid references and no spurges need apply.